stop Kufchav Gimel and Beis brings down that all the kelim came also chutz from the three different kelim until they came along chutz of a two, three different times. Atch Amu when they made a fourth enter, and we're left with right now that level of muksa from the time of Chazal. Now, first, this Indian of muksa, you see the Gemara is clear. Where was the Gdeis muksa coming from? So you see by the time of Nehemiah, the Klal Yisrael was lax in Hilchos Shabbos. They press grapes or they carry arimos. Therefore, came along in Nehemiah, he was going to the Indian of muksa. Mentioned when he started off the sugya muksa that there's other maramokim for the sugya muksa. The Gemara Daf Lamed Beis, the case of there by David HaMelech when he passed away. So Shlomo sent to the Beis Medrash. He wanted to know what to do with David that he's lying in the sun, and he wanted to know how to move him, and also how to feed the klovim on Shabbos. Can he come up in the Velos Mitzam Muksa? The Gemara answers. It sounds like there's a shayla among the Achronim. Where exactly is the makor for the Indian muksa? So the main halach to bring down for the Graz by us is that there really are two separate muksas. There's a muksa that somebody's not ready for at all on Shabbos. The muksa machmas kufa, a rock has no use for it on Shabbos. The case of David HaMelech is an Evan, the Velos. These things have no use for it at all on Shabbos. Shells what exactly to do by a mace or by a rock. That was the time of David HaMelech already. Before David HaMelech, the Glaze of the Indian of muksa, ultimately has no use. Our sugya and Nehemia is coming to make a different Indian of muksa. Things that are kalim, better than the kalim, and they have a use on Shabbos. Different levels of uses. It's ikir samchus or sarkufa, tzach mekaimli. But the etzim the kelim, not they have no use like a rock, and by mace they have a use. And by that came on the chemi and the glazer on such a thing that is right for a certain level for it on Shabbos. And that what the chemi was glazer on Klal Yisrael, and we had different levels upon when the gzera was and how it was standing at. Well, so that's first, it's two separate sugyas. Our sugya is the sugya of kelim, the sugya of dovam, the chemi, it's not a kli, it's not right for anything on Shabbos. Now when we read the sugya over here, we see that there are four different shitas what the halacha of a klish shemalach to l'isra is. Either you have Rabbi Huda's shita earlier that says tzai tzar kufa tzai tzar mekoyimoy is also, but the shita of Rabba and Abaya that's mutar tzar kufa is also tzar mekoyimoy. We have a shita of Rava and Rav that they hold as mutar tzar kufa and tzar mekoyimoy. Or Rav Nechemya that ain't klish nitol tzar tashmishon. I'm not going to ask you what that means, but those are four different shitas. The Maisa, clear, Rashid, and the Sugya says we paskin, like Ravo, like Rav, that we paskin the Klisha Malach Le'Isr is Mutua Tzorah Kufa Mekomri, but also Mechamel itself. That's a Mechaba by Austin Sif Gimel Paskins. That's clear among the Paiskim that even though the four different options, Lalach, we paskin, Klisha Malach Le'Isr is Mutua Tzorah Kufa Mekomri, is also Mechamel itself. Now, the start of the inner Klisha Malach Le'Isr first is a basic Hakiro, and the story of the Lomdus of what Klisha Malach Le'Isr is this issa, why is it an issa over here? Is it an issa mitzvah muksa, or is it an issa of gderes tiltol? Be'adavar, betim, by the case of David HaMelech, a rock has no use for it on Shabbos. You have a kotzadas, a maksadas, no use, a mesa, no use for it on Shabbos. Maksadas. These kelim and mesa over here have a use for it on Shabbos. Different levels of use, so a group of mekorba has a use. So are you being mekatadas from it, or no, separate, there's a different thing over here, mitzvah gderes tiltol kelim. We have a Gzeres Kelim over here. Come on, the Goin in Yodeya and Simon Reis Tamachvav, he discusses them by the case of Mila, by the second, by Mila. He goes to different levels of Muksa, what they are. And come along the Goin and he says, a Klisha Malach Le'Isra is not Muksa. It's not Muksa. He says, came along Chazal, and they made a Gzeres Tiltol not to move it for no reason on a Shabbos. He says, I'll bring you two different writers to bring it. One writer says, B'Shimon, Machlik Jebhuda, B'Shimon, there's Muksa on Shabbos now. We pass there's no Muksa on Shabbos. Patrick B'Shimon. So why is the Klisha Malach Le'Isr also that Mecham Le'Tel? What's the Isr over here? Why is it Isr over here? Why? Because there's Tiltol, a new reason over here. It's not because of Muksa. We don't hold of Muksa. Nothing to do with Muksa. Kumar Rabbi Yehuda, maybe, but B'Shim is Maskim that only Tzad Kuv Mekoyim, not Mecham Le'Tel. Nothing to do with Muksa, because there's Tiltol. But he says, I'll bring another ayah, Klisha Malach Le'Heter, which we'll get to. If that was, the Mechaba says, Shloi Le'Tzorech Klal is the Maisa's Osir. Now there's muksa and klisha malach leheter. It's not muksa. We're using it. Elamai, we see these said by klisha malach leheter. The exerts total shloi letzar klal. Who did klisha malach leheter? This is the same thing like klisha malach leheter. So the Goyin has this mahalach that enichami also klisha malach leheter. It's in the middle of the sugya of muksa, but not mitzad muksa, not mitzad kotzadas. That's dovna melach. Nechemi is a different Indian. This Indian what of exerts total? What's the svar for it? So the different rishonim have the same lashon. the Miri and the Shlomo and the Ma'oris, they say, what is they also bring the Raya from Shimon, and they come along and say, what is the Issa over here? Because not Letzorach Shabbos. Chazal made their Sota, why? Gas be Letzorach Shabbos. And doing things, Tzarkuf Mekami is a Tzarek Shabbos, Mecham Latzel is for after Shabbos. So the Gzer Tiltel is not Mitzadak Kotzim, Mimak Tzadas, you cut your mind from it. It's a new thing. We don't do things from Motzah Shabbos. It's not, it's a Vachidik Zach, it's not Shabbos Dik. Therefore, the Gzer Tiltel not Mitzad Shabbos. Well, the way how the ritual, Mashit Leran says it over, they have a different reason why it's also here. Why outside Tzoshaboy? Why you come to take it outside? But also not Mitzad Mokso. You come take it outside. Shomazama is a third reason why the Maisa, the why you might pick it up mitzad do muksa do issa with it. So we have exerts total, the grain is saying different rayas, and three different reasons why there's exerts total, either mitzad itza, mitzad is vachad a kazakh, mitzad leading to issa, but there's nothing to do with muksa. That's one side of the equation. So you want to say that some of them, the Rambam's reason of leading to Isser, some Shomazama, is going to get Lishmach Lisser. It's not Mitzad Aktsa, it's Mitzad, like Zer Total. That's one side. Atzal Hasheni, the Pirim Godim, and the Chayadim is very clear. The Chayadim comes along and says, no. Avada over here, by Lishmach Lisser, he says, a person is Mekatadas Mecham Letzel. So it's not as used for Isser, Mekatadas. However, he says, you're not Mekatadas, so it's Kufa Mekaimli. He writes for its use, Klishmak, a pen to write on Shabbat, you Mekatzadas. There you are Mekatzadas. You're not Mekatzadas, so Kufa Mekoimai. It's Dinah Kitzadas. And if you read the Bialacha, in the beginning, by the case of Kedera, when he discussed the Rajbo and the Prima Godim, it got after the Iker Isser or the Roiva Isser, he says over here, Avmdech Aklil Ishtamash Bo Lishneim, Raksha Isser Mishtamash Bo Mjoyser, Manolam Dik Mekatzadas Menei. Who said they're both equal in what you miyachid for? But the ikus for Isser, who says you mekatzeh das? Again, he said the same thing in Tzivkon Chof and Tzedalad. The same he said of kitzeh das he throws in. So the Mishavua sounds like the lechayodom. Then the inn is mitzad kitzeh das. So what is the iss of klishmach for Isser? The going versus Talmud lechayodom is it mitzad kitzeh das or mitzad kitzeh total? You were mekatzeh das from using it. For its Isser, and therefore there's no heter, you're not Mekatzadas, Mecham Letzel. There's no use out of it. There's really a couple of ways of saying over. You either say it's Nichol Mekitzadas, or you say it wasn't Nichol Mekitzadas because there's no Tzarech Negova Hevitz. Still Nichol get up Tzarech Kol. The Maestro, the place coming down is Chakiro, and those who say the Iker of Shlomo Zalman, and those who say the Iker is Metagdeh Tzotz, like the Goyin, others disagree, most like the Mishavu is the Iker. And the numerous Afkamina just mentioned two simple, easy ones. He says the Chayyab say Mekatzim one thing after another. A Klish Makalat and Echlami. No. There's no. It's Af Muksa. It's Akatz. Because that was Maksa. I lost it.
The only basic is there is total by Heter, not by Yisrael.
Yeah. No, so the exact total by Klish Shloitzar Klal, that's Klish Makleta, that's a different Indian. Just two simple nafkaminas. Is one case is that Mingus Katsoy Ben Hashmoshes Ix Katsoy Kuliyoma. It's a sugya which we'll get to. That's something that Ben Hashmoshes Maisa is Muksa. It'll be Muksa the entire Shabbos. So that means basically your candlesticks are or your that has a fire on top of it. Ben Hashmoshes has a fire on top is Muksa. The entire Shabbos can be Muksa. So the words are Migidus Katsoi. Well, that's a Klish Shemach to Lisser. Benish Moshe that's a Klish Shemach to Lisser. Do you say Migidus Katsoi, Klish Shemach to Lisser? Says from Zam and others, it really depends. If it's Mitzalak Tzor, we would say Migidus Katsoi, it's Mitzam Gdeh Stiltul. You won't say Migidus Katsoi, Machlok Yisar Poiskim. Now, the Nachmin that is called is in the bosses. You say the bosses, you have a table which has on top of it your Leichter. The table can you move on Shabbos, you can't. Why? It's the bosses. The shall have it. Muksamach Muskufa, you can move the table. Let's say the bus is to your pen. Can you move the table? Not to a goof from a can you move it? Is it a bus? The study is toffle to the thing on top of it, and therefore you max the das mitzah bosses. So if the study of Klishamach is the mitzah akso, therefore there's a sugi of bosses, even by Klishamach to the issu. If the study of Klishamach is the mitzah total, table has no shaykhs to it. Fine. There are about 10 different afkaminas, la loch, la maiso, what to do with this chakira. We'll get to different areas. Maiso, my colleagues are paiskim. How exactly do you look at it? Again, I'll be saying, there's total, mitzad mukso, afak so stas. The halacha again, we mentioned, it comes out is a klish makl iser is also mechametzel mutzar kuf mekoymei. Now, what you really a person has to do is go through each word. What's kli? What's malachtei? What's iser? What's tzarech? What's kufay? What's mekoymei? What's mechametzel? You have to go through all seven, and once you get all seven, very simple, you get the halacha. So let's go through all seven. First, what defines kli? Kli, it has to be a kli to get in this category. First, what's the case of kli? So first, just go through the Rosh HaKrokim, which we'll get back to later on. There are two main shilas over here, what's negated in the kli. First, we see in the Gemara on Kuf Chavdal Amin Aleph, that something that's not a kli is not lichel get a kli shemach l'iser. The Gemara says by Bekas, has in the not a kli, it's not kli shemach, it has to be in lichel get a kli. We need the aside of kli. Now the question is, what's nichel in the getter of kli? First, there's one sugya, kli shemach l'iser, she'en ba yishtamshus of heter, which again, they quote a call it either category 2, make it simple. They have the classic case I like discussing, which is Lodin, you have a bar of soap. Bar of soap, you have a kli, as a stamchus, to wash your hands, but on Shabbos, no use for it on Shabbos. The kli, that the kli shabbat letter, had no stamchus of heter for it on Shabbos. Now, what's the halacha in that case? Again, Barichas will do it next week, but they really want to say, it's what is the shayla? The shayla is a nichel negeder of kli or not. Is it circle that has no use for it at all on Shabbos? And therefore, it's like Muksa Machmas Kufay. We know there are two different Muksas. The Muksa Machmas Kufay and the Kli Shemach L'Isser. Muksa Machmas Kufay is a rack. Kli Shemach L'Isser is a pen. Why? It has use. You can scratch your back with it. You can point when you learn the Sugya. But it's made for Isser. What is something that has no Isser, no Shtamshivan on Shabbos? Or the way they declare, Be'etzim, a soap has a Shtamshivan, but not on Shabbos. So how do we look at a Keli? Do you look at it in general as Ashtamshus? Or do you look at the Keli on Shabbos, which has no Ashtamshus? The soap has Ashtamshus, but not on Shabbos. You look at Shabbos, or do you look also during the week?
What makes soap a Keli?
What makes anything a Keli? It has use. You formed it, created it, made it, has use. But now on Shabbos, it has no use. Those who want to come along and say on Shabbos, it's like a rack, has no use at all. It's not a Kli. And they said that the reason why a Kli Shemach L'Isser has no Ashtamshus of Heter, category 2 is Osir. It's not Nichol category, it's not a Kli. It has to be Nichol Geder Kli. Kivegir, his Malach. Abtala Shani, others say no. Sarkozal, they say, even that has no Ashtamshus, but it is a Kli. During the week, it has a Geder of a Kli. Therefore, it is a Kli, it's Nichol Kli Shemach L'Isser. So first, one very basic Shiloh is what defines Kli. Do we look at it being a Shabbos, or do you look during the week? Another basic shaila, which we'll also get back to, another point is, something that its use is either kiloi, gets used up, destroyed, at one time. Is that also nichel neged of kli? Usually kli, a fork, knife, pens, these things have used over and over and over. Let's say something is used as a one-time use. Is that nichel neged of a kli or not? And they're coming back from the sugya of Bekas Gemara says, not a kli, I had use for a yontif. You burn a yontif as a one-time use, it's either kali. Yes, to become the case of Nera, the Mishnah Berurah says it is Nichol Negeder Kli, also as a one-time use. So then, please can we discuss what's the hill between Nera, a candle, or wax candle, which seems to be Nichol Negeder Kli, Mashigim Bekas, not Nichol Negeder Kli. And they have to define it, but the shell among the Paiskim is anything that's a one-time use, is that Nichol Negeder Kli? And a lot of Paiskim will say it's not Nichol Negeder Kli. For example, in your house, any detergent, any toothpaste, any bar soap, they discuss also, in the phone, any nail polish, any makeup, maybe it's Muksa Machmas Kufay. And for those who want to paskin, it's Muksa Machmas Kufay. Why? Because not Nichol Negeder Kli. Atzala Sheni, with some Kabbalah paskins, on top always, the bottom always brings down the Cholkim. But on top, he always brings down Fakarat. It is a Kli, so because it has the use for it on Shabbat, he created it, a manufacturer made it, a company made it, it's Nichol Negeder Kli. So again, these are two. No, the phone can be used over and over, just with spoiled bread. This can't be used over. That's not my terminology from the Shamrock said that. That's together. We're spoiled. Fine. Not Brad, but maybe in the oven what he wanted. Fine. Yeah, well, fine. But then, there's two. I'm sorry?
I'm telling you what you can. Your family planning is
no, that bathroom has a use. It can't be used over and over. Yeah, these things can't. You can't use your detergent over and over. You can't use your toothpaste over and over. It's a one time thing. So again, those are two shallows nichol neged of kli, and each one will get to get back to. And on both shallows, lapos can mark on both shallows. My next getter, that's kli. What's shemalachtoi? So, come over to Mishabura, and it brings down the Prima Godim. that says by case of gedera of a pot, since roivit is used for iser, it says first adol is miuchad for iser. It's a lad afka even miuchad, even if roiv is for iser, that defines the malacha. Klisha malachta. What's its malach? What's malachtoi? Says the mishnah for the prima gan according to Rashba, the malachtoi is what lav dafka. It's a miuchad for that. Even if roiv is nichel together of what defines the kli, even roiv. Coming to be alacha, and he discusses this prima gan, the example of the Rashba, that maybe that dafka when the ikur is for iser. But let's say the ikur is saif iser v'eter. It's derech used for both. But roiv is the maisa is used for iser. What's the locha in that case? And he ends off with tzarachin. Now there's a shayla, how do you read a bi'alocha? Pasha taitra is in the bi'alocha. And how do you read a mishnah berurah? The mishnah berurah brings down the prima gadim and says you go after roiv, and therefore if it's roiv, it'll be also. Agam l'cholkim, chayodim, and the kids seem to argue, but my mishnah berurah went like the prima gadim, they go after roiv. Come along to the mishnah berurah, and he says, what's he coming to in the bi'alocha? Is he coming to say that Be'etim is a svar to argue in the Prima Gadim B'lmaisa, I was machu in the Mishnah Berurah? The way the Shalmi Yehuda, Shalmi Yonasan, the Orcha Shabbos bring down, Be'etim in the Prima Gadim, in the Bialocha, is coming to the Sopik. True, I said Roiv, but maybe it's not true. Maybe if they're both equal, and even though Roiv is Issa, let's be Makel. B'lmaisa, I was machu, I saw some Lechumra in the Mishnah Berurah. That's one way of saying it over. That he was Mesopik in the Bialocha, but he saw some Lechumra in the Mishnah Berurah. Others want to say no, but that's what he said in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, I am Bialocha. I'll define what I mean in the Mishnah Berurah. I'm defining the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is coming from the Rajman and says, Roiv, what does he mean by Roiv? He means Iker. That's what he means. But Echnami, if it was be both, and made for Itzer and for Hetzer equally, and Roiv is going to be Aga for Itzer, then I'll be Mekel Iker. But Tzarachin is coming to define what he meant in the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore I'll come out Iker is being Mekel. And that's what he means. That's how the Shalmi Yehuda says what the Mishnah Berurah means. And therefore, since there are two ways to read it, some Asfar went L'chumrah, because he's Sassim. The Archa Shabbat says, we got to be Machmer in the Bialach. You know why? He's Sassim the Mishnah Berurah to be Machmer. Says the Shalmi Yehuda, we can be Mekel. You know why? Because being Mitzamsin, what he says to the Mishnah Berurah, the Bialach is being Neitel L'kula. So the comes out the Machlokes are placing, what happens when the Iker is Isser and Heter? Does it have to be Roiv is for Isser? How do you read a Bialach? L'maiso, Chaim Noah is Mekel. Shamazamun, Obiyashiv, Ozidbrua, Vosna, they seem to read the Mishnah Berurah that he's come to Mitzamtsin what he said in the Mishnah Berurah, and he's the Ikka going to be Makel, Gami Emzat Tzarachin, he's Neutel Hakel. Atashen, the Shmir Shabbos, Arachel Shabbos, Shami Yonason, Rav Karp, they bring down to be Machmer, why? Sosim Lukumra in the Mishnah Berurah. So again, it comes out when something is Ikka Isser, Avada, Mishnah Berurah says, Yafi Machmer, Roiv is just Yafi Machmer. If both of them are equal, however, Roiv is for Isser, the Bialacha Shailo, Machali the Paiskim, what to do, how to read a Bialacha. We'll go through different cases. There's a third case over here, a third way of saying, let's say the Iker is for Isser and Roiv is for Heter, stereo one to another. The Paiskim don't really discuss that. What happens if Iker is for Isser, Roiv is for Heter, what's that case? So Chodeshani says you go after Roiv. Roiv is the Iker. Rabbi Ashur says you go after the Iker. So we have Roiv versus Iker. I know it's totally fun of the sugis of rockets, I don't know, but Maisa, over here, Roiv versus Iker, Machlok is not asking what to do. One case, this is a simple case, which wrote down a local case of a pot. So again, the case of a pot, Mishabua Paskins, very simple, you have a pot in your house, people, they seem, it's on the counter, when there's food inside, a vada, Mishabua bring down, you allow to move your food inside, it's helpful to the food, or the Iker, the food, the Klish Machlok, you allow to move the pot. Let's say the pot is an empty pot, so, the loch is, the Mishbura went like the Prima God, we go after Roiv, and therefore it's Klishmach L'Isser. Now there is, again, a Chai Odom, and the Kitzur says by a pot is Klishmach L'Isser, even with no food inside. They did not seem to go with this gang of Roiv, and since it also has a Shamshin of a Hetz Klishmach L'Isser, the Meister wants the Mishbura went that way, the place can go that way, and a pot is Klishmach L'Isser. Therefore, for example, you have a pot on the counter on Shabbos. To move it, the Leitz of Gufa Mekoymai, the Meister can move it on Shabbos.
Say, refrigerator could be different.
Sorry?
With the refrigerator could be different?
Oh, a regular pot.
Not these.
No, not these things that are made for cooking in bulk.
No, a regular pot, you're
taking your fish. So, pashas should be also. However, no. However, it could be what he's really asking is another shallow. We have Ikka versus Roiv. Roiv over here, about pots, some people lease their pots. Roiv is in the refrigerator. One more of the time. Sometimes it has to be cooking. So what do you look at it? How do you look at it that way? So you think it's funny, I'll give you another example. What is a car on Shabbos? What's a car? So the Vayatziv and the Arlatin want to say it's starting kids. fine, I don't know what type of cars they have, they have fancy, I know it's very hard to relate to them. Even if you have fancy cars, most people use it for a lot of things, fine, they won't say the Sonikis. What's nafkamina? Nafkamina is a partial place can say it's nafkamina. What's nafkamina? Let's say you have packages inside the car on Shabbos. Can you take the packages out on Shabbos? When you open up the car door, the light does not go on. The light goes on. It's also secretion also. Let's say the light burned out or the light does not go on. Can you open up the door, car door, to get your packages out? So come along. The Be'em Moshe from Zalman, or Biashu from Schreinberg, they say it's klishu makla eser. Therefore they say, very simple, open up the car door, take the packages out. So the question is, how do you close the car door? Let's say if there's things inside Al Shmira, you like close the door because during the Tzarech Gufoy, let's say nothing inside. So say Echnami, if you need a Makom to walk by, you can close it. Tzarech Mekayimai. If not, do it till the Gufoy. Echnami, you have packages inside, take it out. Granted, the Debetzina says when you do it, he wants to tie it as a Tmul Rabim. There's a lot of interesting halacha that, for example, I'll make Havdalah from Plag and onwards. Says the Mishabuah, don't make Havdalah from Plag. Why it's Tmul Rabim? He says when a person sees you open up a car door on Shabbos, it's wrong. No one knows why. It's got to be Yosser. Mais it's mutter. So it says, yeah, when you do it, you have to make sure no one's looking. Don't do it in Barabim, because you're good. How can you do what you're doing? It's mutter technically fine. Tomorrow, Rabim, no one's around. 2 in the morning, go ahead, no problem. Fine. Come on to Moshe and Tshuva. They asked him, can you open up a car door? He says, yeah, open, close. You know why? Because etzema mochonit ene mukso. It's not mukso. It was klishmach leheter. It's heter. You think about what the world is heter for. So if you start analyzing, thinking about it, way over the time your car is used for heter, because it's storage. The amount that has a trunk, has a dashboard, you put your safe there, you put your hat there, way over the time is used for heter. The ikka certainly is iser, you don't buy your car for storage. The ikka is for iser. It seems that Moshe went like the Chodesh Shani understood a car is klishim lach leheter, which is an awesome chiddush, and said, that's how far, you allow to open close the door of your car. Why? Klishim lach leheter. Well, can be, could be a chayla, but here, I wouldn't argue the Mishnah Berurah without mentioning the Mishnah Berurah. Could be, he understood this concept that the holy shayla is what Rav Isser, where you have a hetu, is more of a use. He wants to say it's mutter. And it could be also our pats, because my name is Yom Moshe, could be way over the time, could be klish makla hetu. The pashas is not like Moshe, the pashas, the car is klish makla hetu, because even though the Rav comes for hetu, how you define the pashas is, your car is made for Isser. Your car is made to drive, to do Isser, and driving car is Isser, the right, so plus from the Torah. That's a pashas. The Moshe is a chiddush, but and even the Chodesh Shani says go Rav versus Ikker, he says go after Rav. I don't know if he'll say it by the case of a car. Because that's so far extreme. But you see that point over here. Another case of this car similar to this, what about a gun on Shabbos? Is it Isser? What is it? Sorry, Kiss. Let's say a case where it's not Bizman Mulchomo. You're walking around with a gun. Why do people walk around with guns for? They really like to scare people. It's not to shoot. The chance of a guy shooting is never happens. No, yeah. For most times, it's what to scare. Scare people is the mice of Heter. They have a column of Musham Mazalma. One said, Klish Makla Heter. They have a Yafti one time, the Klish Makla Heter. Abiyashiv and the Shmuel said, Mice of Klish Issa, because the Epsim, what is it? It's a gun to shoot. Shoot most times to scare people. But that defines it. Could be they're arguing how to define Ikker and Rav. But Yashir of Shlomo Zalman says, no, the Maisa, it's Heter. He wants to say, no, no, it's Heter. And don't son, the Shmuel wants to say, no, the Maisa, what defines it is, it's made to shoot. That's what the fear is, because it's made to shoot. Fine. That's the Malacha. What defines the Malacha? Again, so coming out, what defines the Malacha? The Shavuot says, go after Rav, like the Pima Godim. However, when they have Shavuot, the Ashtamshus, and Rav is Isser, Shalah Harvi, the Bialacha. And we have Ikka versus Rav, it's Makhlokes HaPalish, but the Pashah again, the car is a Klish Malach L'Isser. That's Malachta. Well, now, that's Klish Malachta. What's L'Isser? What defines Isser? What Isser are we discussing? So Isser Deraisa, about the Klish Malach L'Isser. Isser Derabonim, come along the Pima Godim, and the Bialacha brings down, also is Klish Malach L'Isser. Being arrived from a case of Chatzedrus, a Shreifah, belonging on Shabbos, Klish Malach L'Isser, a Gam belonging to Shreifah on Shabbos, it's not even Derabonim, it's only Shrach Derabonim Be'etzim. So about a case, that about the Nichol Klish Malach L'Isser. There is a machlokes that poskim if something is awesome mitzad un the chol mitzad a chumras nichol klish machlo iser machlokes. There is a yisoid that what defines iser be'etzem a pen pashes klish machlo iser. Why is it iser? You take the pen and you write with it. What happens when the thing that you have you don't do iser with it, but it's used for iser? Be a dover, a pot. We're saying klishe makle iser, a pot you don't take in and do iser with, you don't bang a nail inside. A hammer is klishe makle iser, you bang a nail inside. Why is it pot klishe makle iser? So come along the Rajbah, makloikis betim. The Rajbah says, you know why? Because the only way you use a pot is the use is through iser. You have to light a fire. So the side of iser is lav dafko, that what, that you do iser with it, it's used with iser. Another example of the place can be down from the Rajbah. A ner, the chazal call a ner, they don't mean the candle, they mean the cup that holds the oil. The ner, the machlokes is shoyin, but the Rajbah says, a ner is klishe makle iser. Now this cup that holds it, this glass cup, doesn't do iser. He put oil, he put a wick, and light a fire. Says the Rajbah, you know why? Because use for iser, also klishe makle iser. So we have yisoid, what defines iser? It's lav dafka, the thing itself does iser, but it's used for iser. And all this yisoid everyone agrees to. The question how far do you take this yisoid? For example, a telephone book, is that a klishe makle iser or not? Why? Because what do? You take out the telephone book, look up the number, and you make a phone call. So telephone book is used for iser. So come along, Rav Moshe and Chodashani and the Shemir Shabbos, others say, it's just like a ner and a kedera that's used for iser. A telephone book is also it's used for iser. But by the way, think about it, it's a really extreme case. Right, there's a big difference over here. By the case of a pot, the iser is being used with a pot. By the ner, the iser is in the cup. Here, you have the book, you look at it, you put the book away, and you go take a phone, you make a phone call. Come along, Miguel Sefer, and Debitzino, and the Oz Nizbi would say, that, whoa, it's too far already. There's no iser being done in the phone book. With the pot, there's iser being done over here. With the ner, there's iser. But on the phone book, who doesn't iser with his phone book?
Without the pot, you wouldn't do this, sir. Without the ner, you couldn't do this.
That's true. So, but
without the phone book, you do this anyway.
No,
you don't need.
No, but you can't. You can light a fire without a pot. No, the iser is lighting a fire, not cooking.
Not cooking. The pot is
also cooking. Even let's say it's already cooked already. Still, it's lighting a fire. That's the iser.
I'm not lighting fire.
Or even the ner, right? You light the wick with a cup. But here it's oil. No, but here the whole phone book is made to make a phone call. Fine, so Maisa, they want to argue and say, no, Maisa, Nichol and Klishon Machlet, and Machlet, they're placing me. How far do you take the Yisrael? The Yisrael even agrees to that if you need to do Isser over here, Avada, it's Nichol and Klishon Machlet Isser. But let's say it's a step removed from it. You have the phone book to get to the phone, and the phone book's not used in the Matzav Isser. How do you look at it? The Moshe says Klishon Machlet Isser. The Maisa, that means either way you want to look at it, Hatu Isser, it's lookable, an address, Avada's Mutter, except for maybe Shoah Yaitis. To use it to sit upon a chair for a kid to sit up taller, Avada is allowed to use it. It's either Isser or Hatu, Maisa allowed to use. The question is, only Mechamla Tzel, if the phone book is outside and starts raining, can you move the phone book inside? According to Moshe Lamaisa, you cannot. According to the Binyamin Zil, according to Gilad Seif Lamaisa, you can. No, so the Ikka Maisa is made, a lot of the Ikka is for phones. That's very point is, a lot is for Issa. They discuss, without Shoah Yaitis, which will, the last person will make all Shoah Yaitis. The
Kolon.
So cookbook they discuss, they're the same din. How do you, is the same Shiloh? Those who make my phone book are making all cookbooks, that's Pasha. Those who are Machma, they discuss also what's the halacha of cookbooks. Rosh Hashanah is glad that he says cookbooks here, he has a problem with Shoah Yaitis, so he asks it anyway. He says, Mashing your phone books now have a problem with Shoah Yaitis. So, but that's also Shiloh. So, is the mamash the same Shiloh? Same sugya, same
Indian.
A recipe? No, it depends. There are different types. Most recipes in the phone book are Isser. Some of them can be done by Heter. A salad, that Echami, you want to open up the cookbook to make a salad which is done by Heter, it's a kufa makam is mut anyway. But they still have a category of klishe makle iser, because most cookbooks, as far as I know, unless you have a special one made for Shabbos. Otherwise, most cookbooks are made for cook, fire, Isser. So the Talmud says of art even a little bit dropped different. The same you say that something you use for iser, definitely get of iser. So let's say you have a cover made to cover the garbage. He says just like since it's the stamps is for iser, just like by the ner, the stamps is for iser. Here also the cover is made for iser. It's definitely get of ner. It's also on Shabbos as a getter of whatever the garbage is. The same you say. But this is one shot to ask. Every raw piece of meat, the place can say, Bik in the sugar, we'll get to the sugar. But my name is not the way, but in the sugar, it's mut, it's not muksa, lamaisa. The only way to use meat is to cook on Shabbos. That's the main way to do it, to cook. Fine, so some of them will say, maybe this is so, this dafka by kalim and not by food. But they say lamaisa, and it shows how far it takes
on the
side. No, what is meat on Shabbos? Is it klishe makle iser or klishe makle iser? But it should be nichol get of iser. Should be get a category of iser. Are we passing it with books? Should be nichol like iser. Fine. Maisa, that's nichel. That's the klishe machle leisa. That's word isa. Next is the tzorich. What word tzorich? Tzorich for who? So about tzorich for me, about mutter. Tzorich for somebody else, another person over here. Not for me. So they speak it out clearly. The vada is mutter, is potter. When I have too many vicious people, when I'm a cast, that's for others. The vada calls all the even mazelas. And the vada, if you need the hammer, if you're not, I'm allowed to pick up the hammer and give it to you. That's potter. What about the tzorich goy? The goy wants a chayfet to use for on Shabbos. Are you allowed to give him a hammer to use on Shabbos? So you bring down the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah discusses the Tikkun LaMadal about a ner on Shabbos. What exactly to do with a ner? A goy wants to light it and use it on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says to give it to a goy to light it for himself on Shabbos. He says the Moin Am makes a mistake and they use it. He says it's also. The only time a kli shel malach to isa is mutter. He says either the tzarech mekayim the kli, oy shetzarech li yisrael. Less is mutter for yisrael to mishnamish with the gov kli. Come on, the Achronim, the Daik, the Mishnah Berurah says it has to be tzarech yisrael. Who has to be good for it? Yisrael, coming from the grad, tzarech yisrael. Therefore, come on, all the pesukim can say, the halacha is that when it says that tzarech for yisrael is mutter, tzarech goy lemaisa is also. Goy is also. And the shal is what's the svara behind it, and there'll be numerous nafkmin is what the svara is. No, this is klishmak le'esur we're discussing. Klishmak le'esur. Now, one svara they find it is because this hammer, you're mekatzadas from this Indian over here. Katzadas for a nail. He wants to use it for a nail. Maisa mekatzadas. That's one svara you can say over. Another svara, how from Zaman, we have some sounds from that way from Rishonim, is why it has to be tzarech. The whole heter of tzarechuv mekoymai, why it's a tzarech Shabbos. Here it's not tzarech Shabbos. For him, it's a goy. It's tzarech weekday. It's a weekday thing. A third reason the Chodashani says over is mitzad ma'as ayin. When you give it to goy, it looks like he's doing ister for you. And the fourth svara they say over is that he's like an extension of you. Just like you can do mokseh, you can't tell him to go do, you can't tell him to do any ister on Shabbos. Amir al-Akam is also, who then looks like he's an extension of you, is doing mokseh for you. So come along, what's nafkamina between all the different reasons? One nafkamina to discuss, first of all, let's say the goy tells you before Shabbos, I'm going to borrow from you on Shabbos. If the reason I'm a katzadas, you know, I'm a katzadas. Would the other reasons the chor be also? The second half being discussed. Let's say it's to borrow the hammer to crack nuts, not for Issa, but for Heter. Is that mutter that also? According to the reason that it's yod arichtel should be, it might still be mutter. The most of those want to say it's mutter. Rav Karp and the Shmuel Obach say it's mutter. Atzala Sheni, Rishon Zalman, Chodeshani, they in the Shtosig they go as Maris Ayin, or the Torah Shabbat has to be. They might still be Aser. They go from the other reasons. Third nafkamina is, can you give him on the tzad that he's doing heter, that's going to be aser on Shabbos, even when he's doing heter, taking a hammer for cracking up. Let's say you give him a hammer cracking up for Yisrael. Come along and tell, what's that case? Come along and tell the Shmuel that that case is mutter, because then it's Tzarech Shabbos, not Tzarech Chol. But these are different nafkaminas. Another nafkamina is, let's say someone's mekabel Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. And you want to give, let's say your wife mekabel Shabbos, you mekabel Shabbos, and your wife asks for the phone, can you give her the phone on Shabbos? Really depends upon the reasons. Mekatzadah, you can get involved with the reasons. Mais makloikis, those are the one time that might be, you cannot. It's used for Esther. And those are the time that it's mutter. Shama Zalman and the Maluim seems to be chayzah, seems to say it's mutter. Chodeshani wants to say it's mutter. Chodeshani says, you know why it's mutter? He goes, it's out of Torah Marisayin. There's no Marisayin, he's giving it to Yisrael. Shama Zalman says it's mutter. Atah Shani, those want to say it's also circle subjim. It's definitely gedel mukso. So there are these. What is the svara for going to answer? It would be these nafkaminas. It could be even a fifth nafkamina on this. Had to say this svara over. Is what happens when an ben eretz yisrael, a ben chutz laretz, and an eretz yisrael yontif sheni? Could a ben chutz laretz give muksa to a ben eretz yisrael? Is he nichol in the category of a goy? Or is b'tam mar sain? It'll be mutter no mar sain. He about to do heter with it. How exactly do you look at it? Those are nafkaminas. Each case in machlokes is a paiskim. How do you say over the diak the Mishnah Berurah? Everyone brings it down. Tzarech yisrael is going to be mutter tzarech goy also. Then the svar behind that four different svaras, and these are mamish six, the five different nafkaminas. What is the svar behind the Mishnah Berurah? What nishvod? How the paiskim say that this in again? For tzarech yisrael the ma'aser is mutter. Tzarech goy the ma'aser is also with its ramifications. Tzarech behemah, the person say, give it to Mavadah's mutter. This is before Shemachabah that way. Till Dov brings down that you like give a klishe machlis to your own behemah that he wants to eat on Shabbat. That lemaisa is mutter. However, something that's letzarech for after Shabbos, that Avadah's mutter, the main lie is Micham Letzel. They say, let's say you want something for after Shabbos, that's not nichlagel tzarech. Why? Because Micham Letzel for after Shabbos is also an answer. So the getter of tzarech has to be dafka for your soul, not for goy, for an animal, but it has to be dafka tzarech on Shabbos. But let's say you want it for Shabbos, but not right now. That's not for the getter of tzarech. As long as the getter of tzarech is motor. That means, again, let's say you have the hammer that you want to use for later. You're going somewhere. You'll have to take it with you right now for later on. That mice is motor. Nichlu also, one more case in the getter of tzarech. Let's say it's not tzarech you, not a goy, not a behemoth. It's a tzarech chayfitz. For your adult example, let's say there's a mace in this, that you want to move, mecham letzel. So one of the aces is to put a kikar tinnik there, or put any keli there. Could you put a klisha machli le'issa there? Kamal l'magar rom, it says you only can put a klisha machli le'heter, not a klisha machli le'issa. Doesn't matter if you know why, because it has to be again a tzarech, who tzarech, your tzarech, not the mace's tzarech. Not a grace tzarech. It has to be your tzarech. And the mace is good for the mace, but the mace is not your tzarech, the mace is also. Don't do this, the simple bottom right also. Let's say you have a klish shemlach le'issa on a table, a heavy computer that's going to break the table. You want to take the computer off. Why? Because the table should not break. Again, it's not your tzarech, it's the table's tzarech. It has to be your tzarech. The definition of tzarech means your tzarech. So gufa, the gufa, the chavis, must be your tzarech. You need the table on Shabbos. You need the table on Shabbos is your tzarech. You need the after Shabbos, not your tzarech anymore. It's not your tzarech on Shabbos. It's your tzarech on Shabbos. A mace is a tzarech. The mace needs it. It's your tzarech. It's in the chametz itself. It's the person. Not only that, the Prim Rabbi is so stark in the mace. He wants to even want the klish makla head to put on the mace. He's not sure what the head of that is. Who's tzarech then? The mace is tzarech. Fine, but that about his motor. That's the mechamla tzel, the third place, it's also the tzarech. It can get destroyed in the rain. It's still a tzarech. It has to be your tzarech for the use of the chayfetz. Fine, that's the definition of tzarech. Now, what's the definition of tzarech? Gufoy, it's guf. So first, let's say you want to use it and play with it, because some you enjoy playing with it for no real use. That avad is not nechaget of tzarech. Even by klish machle heter, to play with it as you're lazy, or some you want to move things around, not nechal in the heter of tzarech. Koshkin over here in this case is not nichol get of tzarech. Gam Nasida does want to be makel, but the pashas that's not nichol get of tzarech. To give it to a child to play with, the klisha machlisa for him is mutter because it's not muksa, and for you it's muksa. Is that nichol tzarech kufa or not? I see the machlokes of poskim. How do you look at it? Tzarech soif the archa Shabbos from your Shabbos want to be makel. Tashenim gil sefer and of kaf on a aser. That's a shikla das question. The main child is really a damish to ruin the shaitin to kohen yigimel. The Shmuel comes along and says a yisayid over here. This klisha machlisa tzarech kufa. It's good. What does it mean? Does it mean we have no other option, or we have another option? The Mishmur comes along and says, if you have another option over here, you cannot use a chayfis to serve gufay. For example, you have a hammer, that's the case. You want to bang in a nail, klish makla iser. You want to use the crack nuts, klish that serve gufay. That's mutter. Let's say you have a nutcracker and you have a hammer. Which one to use? Says the Mishmur, you can only use a nutcracker and not the hammer. He says that. And it blows my heart to the back of the Gemara, so the same you said. And numerous poskim are choshev for this mishnah berurah. Where are they coming from? First, this Indian is again on Shabbos. There is a shail among the poskim. What about erev Shabbos? Do you have to make sure on erev Shabbos also not to put yourself in that matzav that you should not need the kli, take the kli yisur a vosner or a nidbru? A discussion shail tzarachin. Fine, but this halacha, this shai seen over here, come along and says the Magid Chiddush that kli shel machta the iser is tzarech gufa is only mutter when you know other option. First, where is it coming from? It's coming from the Gemara on Daf Chof Dalet. Over there, the Gemara says your case of makolis that you have these sticks over here. The makolis blows in the chachomim that what happens when erev Pesach shechal yis to Shabbos. What to do with makolis? The way was that when you had erev Pesach during the week, what they would do, they would take the animal and they would take sticks and put them from shoulder to shoulder on the sticks. Hang the animal from the sticks, and then they'll cut off or take off the skin. That's what they do on Yimei Chol. On Shabbos, what they do, they would not use the sticks. It's Rashi says the sticks were kli shemlach leheter. You would not use the sticks. What you do, you would use your hands, go from shoulder to shoulder, and hang an animal from your hands. Now, it sounds like a pretty big tercha, hanging animals from your hands, but since you have an option to use a stick or to use your hands, come along the Gemara and says, what you have to use your hands. Come along with Meshavu and says, she brings out Gemara and says, Kol Shkain, you have a choice of Kli Isser or Kli Heter, Avadet Gus Kli Heter. You have to realize, Gemara says one thing, and Meshavu says a Kol Shkain for Gemara. The Gemara's case is what? Is to use a Kli, or not to use a Kli. Come along with Meshavu and says, the choice of which Kli to use, the Kli Isser or Kli Heter, Kolshken Avadi cannot use a Kli Yitzer, you have to use a Kli Yetter. Gemara's case is a Kli Yetter, and still you have to use your hands. So only you have Kli Yitzer versus a Kli Yetter, Kolshken, you have to use a Kli Yetter. That's his raya. Him and the laws of Mehoritz, the back of the Gemara, they're both bringing the same raya down. They also want to bring a cute raya from Rashi in the Mishnah, Nafka Kobeis. The Rashi over there says, but in the case of a machat, or a sakin, this big needle, a small needle, the halacha is, the Mishnah says, you can use it to open up the door. Says Rashi, why to open up the door? Misha oven the mafteach, whoever lost the key. Very nice, Rashi telling the story that you lost the key to open up the door. What exactly does Rashi want? Tell us the story over here. And the one said, you know what? The only time you can use this machat to open up the door is only when you lost the key. Otherwise, go use the key. It's a Kli, Shemachal, Isser. They have another option, go use the other option. The woman died. Rashi come not Sam telling us the story, who lost the key. The side of it is what? And when you have another option, go use the other option.
What's
the
option if your neighbor has it?
Oh. So, first, the kashas and the gdorm of this Indian. First, the kasha they ask is that this Gemara by my colleagues, the machlokes of Loza versus the Chomim. If Loza says, what's halacha? You have to go use your hands. My Chomim say not that way. Chomim says, go use your stick. Come on, the Shartin, I'm bringing it right from Loza. Very nice, you don't pass like a Loza. What are you bringing from Loza? The Chomim argue. The Chomim argue, you know why? You have a choice. Which one do you use? Go use the hefter. Go use the Kli over the hands. So first, then those who want to tie another carbon, the carbon aid on the sugya, they want carbon iron on the sugya, he wants to tie another, Macham don't argue no Belozer. Fine, good right for Belozer, but the Maisi look at the Rambam, Macham argue, look at the Miri, the Macham argue, the Vav, they do argue. And so, those who want to tie another, one of the world are being right, Macham versus Belozer, and therefore those who do want to argue on the Mishabura, at that reason, that's one kash they ask in Mishabura, which we'll get back to answer. A second kash they ask in the Mishabura is why comparing a case no Kli and with the Kli versus Kli and a Kli? In most cases, no Kli versus Kli. You have to metalful something. Use your hands over Kli. But my say, our case is Kli Heter versus Kli Yisr. A Kli Heter, you cannot use Shlom Tzarech. It also has Xeris Mukhs over here. Who in the grain, they're both Xeris Tiltum. Once you have to metalful Xeris Tiltum, Kli Heter, so go use the Kli Yisr. Some Lumas are Chon, the Issa Kashim, Chaim, no one to argue the Mishnah Brew, and says, in most cases, do you have to move a Kli or no Kli at all? So fine, don't use a Kli. But when you have to use a Kli, which Kli to use? Kli Heter, Kli Yisr? Both of them are also believed tzarech. Elamai, tell me you have a tzarech? Use the Kli Yisr. That's tzarech uvay also. Those are two kashas they ask. Now, this is the second kashas they want to answer, though. Some people answer is very simple. There's a big difference. Kli Heter, Shloi Tzarech, Klal is also. This is otherwise, but Shloi Tzarech is Maisa is Mutter. Misha says Shloi Tzarech is Mutter. So Maisa Kli Heter certainly has much more of a mile than Kli Yisr. Well, the Maisa, they're those who have these tainas, the Mishmur, the two tainas. The Maisa, those who are Machma, they'll argue the Mishnah Berurah, the Evan Yisrael, Dain Fisher argues, the Abitina, Be'er Moshe argues, the Vadisef argues, Megillat Sefer argues, or Yitzchak, the Maisa, they argue the Mishnah Berurah, says, you're Chiddush, you made it off, and the Maisa, they say, first of all, that your laws are not the Chomim, but you cannot bring your right one case to another, with the Kli, adequately, to the case they have a Kli, and therefore, the Maisa, they want to argue. The Be'er Moshe is a very interesting Lashon. When he says over, he says, but Machma, those who can be Machma, don't make fun of those who are Machma. This is what to be Samech on the Mishnah Berurah is Machma. Fine, there's what to be said. Don't worry, but there's what to be said. Well, the lock is mutter, but don't make fun of those. People don't ask me. No, that's a diyek. They don't discuss the Rashi. It's a cute diyek. Again, these are you can be saying Pshat the mission of why a guy would want to do it for a lot of because he writes the halacha. Maisa, if you go with the Mishnah Berurah, which Numa Svamit again, do go with the Mishnah Berurah of Talasheni. What is the getter of the Mishnah Berurah of how much you have to matria to go get it? So come along, those who want Taino, the Chaim Noah himself says Pshan Mishnah Berurah, Gami argues the Mishnah Berurah, but he says Pshan the Mishnah Berurah, in most cases where you're hanging an animal from your hand. As far as you look at it, Pashas is the Tircha Muruba. A lot of Tircha, that's the Pashas. And therefore, Lechua, how far do you have to be matria to be the Mishnah Berurah? Is even Tircha Muruba, you have a choice, it's a verse of Kli Yatter, go matria chalat. And therefore, the Shami Yonison says, he brings down for a Weber and he ends off, the Moira Ro all pass like the Mishnah Berurah, and they all say, for Tircha Merubah, you also have to be Machmer. Because that's the Ma'am Mokum of the Mishnah Berurah. The Ma'am Mokum is where? Tircha Merubah. Maisa Atal Hasheni, come on, the Moshe, they ask him what they get her. It says, you knock to Matriya Chalat. He says, if it's close by, no problem. But if it's far away, don't have to go do anything with it. He says, for example, it's by a neighbor. You don't have to. He wants to be dyke to Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says the words if you don't say Ein Yochel Lahatzik. He says Ein Lo. You don't have in front of you right now. He wants to say go to neighbor. If I don't have to go to neighbor, but Shriach Harbe, you don't have to Avadanas. And then to Tula Shabbos in the safe, he says, what do you mean Tircha Harbe in the Moshe? Moshe says from room to room, you don't have to go. In that room you have to. Room to room, that's really, don't have to. Come on with Shabbi Anderson, and he quotes a Moshe, come on, Mr. Boat, my Malkum itself is where? Is the laws, they're hanging from your hands. Tehech Merubo, Avat Tehech Merubo, we have to. So far in the verse, one Malach in the Das Mishvur, Tehech Merubo, Shabbi Anderson, and Moyer, wherever they are. Then you have a Moshe goes to the Gedder, and the Lapa goes to Moshe, the Gedder is not Tehech Merubo, will be, you'll be Machmer, Tehech Merubo, will be Mekel, and then the Liash does, you know, they bring down Liash does, and you don't feel Tehech at all. Maisha, what's Pshat in the Moshe? Just to answer the Moshe, the Pshat is, we have two kashas really over here. We have one, why in the world is Mishavur going to Lozer versus the Chachamim, let's call it Chachamim. And what do we have a kasha? What right does Moshe say, on Tehech Merubo, the Maisha person can be Mekel? Who one kasha answers the other? Maisha, the Machlok Chachamim and the Lozer. To say the argument in this Yisoid, the Mishavur is saying you have choice of Kli Heter versus Kli Yisr, Maisha, why make such a big Machlok? Say they all agree to the Yisoid. This arguing how much you have to match Shriach for this Indian. Rabbi Lozer is saying what? Shriach Harpeh. Chum saying, no, come on. This is ridiculous. Put your hands out and hang the animal from your hands. Use the sticks. That's Tehech Merubo. Use the sticks. But Tehech Merubo, Echlan the Chum argue. So the Mishavur is being a right way for Rabbi Lozer. But Maisa Chum arguing Rabbi Lozer. But what are they arguing on? They agree to the Yisoid Shaboy. They're only arguing the Maisa Tehech Merubo. Why do they go use the Kli Yisru when it's a Tehech Merubo? And that's where the Maisha Moshe is getting it from. Echanami, we go like the Chum, this cash will answer it. The Chum, but the Vada, they agree to the Yisrael Shaboy. Tech Merubo, put the sticks out. The Vada is Mutter. Tech Merubo, in front of you, you have a hammer and a nutcracker. Go use the nutcracker. One other case of Torah Kufa we discuss is what about the case of Ashavas Avedo? Is that Nichol Torah Kufa? You have a hammer in the street, you want to return to a person. Is that Nichol to get a Torah Kufa? To return to a person. So, the Shalmong of Mafarshim, but Ikhil Faiskim Shalmazam and Dain Fish and others go to be Machmer, because it really depends upon the Sugya of Ashavas Aveda that you have to know. The Indian of Ashavas Aveda, the Gedder, for example, by Zakim Leilin Fi Kvoida, he wants you to return your Chayfit, because something he himself will pick up for himself, he doesn't have to do for you. So since for himself he won't have had to pick up the Chayfit, to Mecham himself, so he has no head to for you. Whatever he can't do for himself, he can't do for you. That's why Ashavas Aveda is also by Klishim Machle Isser, because you're doing it while Mitzvah Hefset, so I can't do it for myself, I can't do it for you. There's no, but again, Hashem is invaded by the mitzvah, and still the Ramah, the Mechaber argues is Isser or you not right or some is a Hotra. But Maisa, there's no Chiyav too. There's no Chiyav by Zakim Levin Lefik Vodai. Same thing over here. It's Nichol, same getter. Everyone over here on Shabbos is Zakim Levin Lefik Vodai. They're the same category. There's also one other case. You have Yamis Soscho and it gets in the Tzarkufoy. The let's say you want to use a Klishimach to Isser to move to let's say the person want to do Tashmish in the room and there's Tefillin in the room and the Tefillin in that case is Klishimach to Isser. Let's say we hold that way. So he says, Maisa, take the Tefillin out. It's also Nichol together of the Tzarkufoy because Maisa, to cover the Tefillin is Nichol together of Tzarkufoy. You can take a cliche like this to cover the tefillin to use room. That's nichol to get a tzarek gufay. One more time. Yam yisatzka, the place can be down. You'll have to take a hammer, cover up tefillin, not a hammer, in any other case, and cover up tefillin because that's nichol to get a tzarek gufay. Fine, next. Tzarek mekayimai is getting late. Next, what's the get a tzarek mekayimai? So first, you want to, partial tzarek mekayimai means you want to send a place, there's a hammer there, kins in the place, you'll have to move the hammer. Another case of place can say nichol to get a tzarek mekayimai is let's say, there's a you want to get to something. You want to get to open up the window, and this hammer's blocking it. You want to get your safe out. The hammer's blocking it. A body allowed with a hammer to get to the mokum. It's also nichol to get a tzarek mekayimai. The oy the yamisotzko also got it says nichol tzarek mekayimai is that you allowed to get tefillin out of the room. In that case, nichol to get tzarek mekayimai. You have two things yamisotzko. When he says you allowed to get it's a cover up to tefillin that's tzarek gufay, and when he says allowed to get tefillin out, it's nichol tzarek mekayimai. Now there's one shallow. What does it mean tzarek mekayimai? Based on this yamisotzko, there's a big tumult. Better me, not really using that mokum per se when you take the tefillin out, just using the room. What happens if you, the wind, let's say you have a fan that's blowing, to blow it on you, that's a kufa, not a problem. Let's say you want to take the fan and take it away from you. Not to blow on you, but you're not using the mokum of the fan. Or let's say you have an alarm clock that's going to go off, and it's going to bother you when it goes off, and your wife's going to wake up. Is that nichol together of tzarek mekayimai, because you want this room to sleep in, so it should not bother you. So the Maaseh, there's a motion to Lo Shabbos, and it says nichol the din of tzarek kufay, l'chorim means tzarek mekayimai. And Shlomo Zalman says no problem, Horace Nosson, and others, Mavozni, Bi'oimi, they all say nichol together of tzarek the mekayimai, because to use this room to not be mafriyu you, the fan, is nichol mekayimai. Now those who do argue, there is a bear Moshe, and there is a cop, they want tiny, you're not using the mokum. Who's using the mokum? When you move the the alarm clock away, it's not the makom. You didn't move the fan away, it's not using the makom. But ikka the person can say that's nichol megeret tzach makayma. Why? Because I want to sit over here and the fan's blowing on me, it's the maisik in my freely. And if I'm moving that way to use this makom. I'm moving the alarm clock away to use that makom. It's nichol megeret of makom. So again, to move it away is nichol in makayma, but ikka the person can go that way. So so example, what case is an alarm clock? Let's say you have a telephone. First, what is the telephone that you has an alarm clock to it? Now, without the chumra, the archa Shabbos came along and nichol in the Indian of Zilzul Shabbos. Pasha is a telephone with an alarm clock. Is a klish makla iser. The main thing, the ikish, not just to make phone calls or to play games, whatever you want to say. A maisha, the tofel is for the time on it to put alarm on top of it. That's the tofel. Therefore, if Pasha is a telephone on Shabbos, the klish makla iser, lulikvoit archa Shabbos. Now, the fact that you move it from room to room out the bars that go down or up on some telephones, mice, it's only a suffix, and with Calvin, not sequential, of course, should be mutter in such a case. Now, mitzad the Indian of mice, now to when it goes to move it to your room to make it to use it on Shabbos to wake you up for davening, avada, it's mutter. Now, when it goes off, and you wake up your wife, you're allowed to move it, tzarkufim, and kaimai, before that's nichol together, to move it for you is tzarkufai, move it away so you shouldn't wake up your wife, that's nichol together of tzarkufim, and kaimai, that's the pashtis.
So for sure everyone would agree.
What?
Phone's actually off and the alarm still goes on. For sure everyone would agree.
No, the Archa Shabbos comes up. We've had Archa Shabbos?
Without
Archa
Shabbos.
Fine.
They think you don't.
No. Point to those who hold that fan is that you have to use a makom itself. I don't know who everyone is. There's no such thing as everyone. No. We'll discuss that afterwards. Now, just another case of by a telephone. I show you a guy that had a telephone inside his sink. He wanted to wash his hands. Now, if you want, now, was that tzach mekayim or not? He just lost the use of his sink. The only way you can use the sink, take the telephone out. But why is he taking it out? Let him wash his hands. Al Mai's going to break the telephone. So how do you look at that? Is that mekayim or tzach mekayim?
You wash
your
hands automatically?
What? No, to hear the kavanah only for one thing. Well, how do you look at this kavanah? My kavanah over here is not... I can use the sink. I can use it right now. It doesn't bother me to use it. What's bothering me is going to break. What is that? I thought partial mekayim, but I heard numerous times mekayim tell me it's partial hefker. Mekayim letel. No, it's not a case of mekayim. It's not tzar kufay over here. I don't need it. It's not mokum. I can use the mokum. I can wash my hands. So what? So why not move it? So, but why are you moving it for? No, it's not true. No, how do you
use the sink anyways?
It's going to cause hefted to the phone. That's why
you use the sink automatic anyway. You do the
fine,
sink.
Fine, so.
So you're not, but if you're not going to use it otherwise, then.
Fine. Yes, Lord, you have to solve it, Lord, I'm not sure. Fine, now, knocking in Tzach Mekoyma, this. Knocking in the gate Tzach Mekoyma, this inning that was saying Tzach Gufoy is Meshibuah's Chumro, that is Dafka, you have no other option. Otherwise, Tzach Gufoy, you have to be Machmer. The same thing you say by Tzarek Mekoymai. You say the same thing. So come along, those are Taina. We see from the Sugya, the Tzarek Gufoy, Maisa is going to be when also Moshe Kolshkin Mekoymai. Moshe Kolshkin. Therefore comes along the Tikrel, the Sheva Levi, Noam Zilber, they Taina. Just like the Meshua has the Chumra by Tzarek Gufoy, who didn't he have the Chumra by Tzarek Mekoymai? Same Chumra. Maisa, the Isk again, two Kashas. The Isk, Saif and Sif Yudal, and Saif and Sif Tazayin. You have a case of the Mishabuah discussing when you have a case of the shoehorn inside your shoe, which one need to take out. Mishabuah brings down the case of the machlokes between the Taz and Ali Rabba. Taz says, the mice, if you want, you can take the shoehorn away from the shoe when it's roughly. Why take away the shoehorn from the shoe? The shoe, the mice, is Kli Heter. The shoehorn, the mice, the tree, shoe tree is the Kli Isser. And Mishabuah says, take out the Futurk Mekoymai, take out the tree horn and not the shoe. They come along that and they want to ask the Mishabuah. We see the Mishabuah himself by Tzarek Mekoymai, Maisi, he himself is being Mekel. So, first answer they want Taina, first of all, that El Rabba Maisi himself, Mishabuah bringing out El Rabba to be Machmer, and less than Malkum Shukashaloi. Why they Taina over there by the tree shoe? Sorry, the tree. What? Shoe tree. The foot versus the shoe itself. Maisi, there you're being metalt. When you take off the shoe, you're being metalt in that side. The shoe one anyway, so the mice you're moving each one, the child how to move it, be a dime or be yad, so maybe in that case the Mishmu wants to be Mekel. Fine, the different stories they deal with that, but oh, they discuss the design, which really is Shaki Kasha. The case over there, you have a kono, you have a beam, and you have a shirt. Mishabuva discusses, you can take the shirt off, he said you can take the beam out. Maisa the beam, he says, is a Klisha Makla Isser, and the shirt is a Klisha Makla Heter. And they read the Mishabuva, he's saying in a case you can take either one out, and even if, he says even not being metal to the shirt, he still seems to say you can take the beam out, and still he says, I taking a Klisha Makla Isser out, Matzarech Mekoyma. Those are two bamkashes. The different ways that the Sfarim want to answer this is getting late. The Maisa, because of this, again, they want to ask in the Mishabuva. Again, the Baron Moshe wants to argue and say the Mishabuva Saitzak, Kufa, Mekam, his mutter, of an Evan Yisrael. Others, they want to argue the Mishabuva. Mitzav, these two halachas, you yourself, you're supposed to see yourself. Now, the way to answer it, I'm not sure, but there is with Simcha Bonham. He comes along once, Mechal, Shim Tzar Kufa, and Tzarek Mekamai. Maisa, Simcha Bonham, Paskin, Tzar Kufa, Lechumra, Tzarek Mekamai, Lekulo. He says, why? Because the Mishabuva, when he's being Machmer, Zafka, Tzar Kufa, and the Svar, he says, why? Because I want to have the nut cracked. I have two ways of getting the nut cracked, the hammer or the nutcracker. Two ways of getting it. So why use a hammer? Use a nutcracker. Here I want sitting in the seat. I don't have two ways sitting in the seat. I can use another seat. That's not nichol in so I'm not getting my malkum. I'm not getting what I want. If I get what I want, my nut's cracked. Fine, I have two ways of getting there. Hammer, nutcracker, use a nutcracker. If I want to use this malkum to sit over here, if I have another option way to sit in, that's not, I'm not getting what I want.
That's only if you don't want to sit there.
Well, if I want to sit there, I want to sit over
there.
You
want to
sit
there. Oh, see himself gets involved. Let's say I don't want to sit there, but that's my mock. I want to sit over there. The Rebbe said by case of the fuss, or by the case of manal, those two cases of kono, you want to say the same thing. I want the mockum where the pole is. I want the place. I have two ways getting the mockum. I take the pole out. I can take the shoe out. Take the fuss out. Two ways getting that mockum. So once I'm getting, I want to get to the mockum. So point out two ways getting it. Therefore, I want to be makel by tzarach mekaymi. Mashen tzarach guve. I want to be machmer. Fine. There's one last thing we have to get to, is what, really, two more things, hopefully we'll have to get to next time. What the getter of Shad Tzrochim, and what the getter of Mechama Tzeles. Tomorrow morning will be the end of that Nanhoge to get to Tzvira Tzvira.
I thought we'd take sure of the cunning, you don't have to take the cunning from the cunning. Like,
yeah,
you have to do it.
One more time?
You take the sure of the cunning, you can do it. It's nice to have to doing anything with the cunning.
Take the kano.
It's like using nutcracker. Yeah,
but there you're getting to your makom. He says you had two stages here. The simcha bonim, right? Yes, you know.
When the rishon from the rabbi from the gemara
with
the maklis,
so it's sort of
a type of
tier. I'm listening. I'm not listening. Can't figure this out. Yeah, do this.
You
want to shut it off? I want to save it and shut it off.
If you want to sit over here, you want to sit this chair.
No, but he said two things. First, he says, he said 2 points. He says first, he said, of I want to use this place. Then he comes up and says,
that's clear. Everyone don't argue that. If you want to sit here, down. So you know that. You don't have to sit. Why is that okay?
Now, what the concept of coming in, I want to get the smoker's motor. Here, by the shoe, I'm coming to get to the smoker. I have two ways to get to the smoker. Once I define my action is getting to the smoker, I have a right to get to the smoker. So I can take this off. I can do the one I want.
Why?
Because